Hey there, thanks for listening. I am Wouter Vertogen and this is the Freelancer Talk, a show where freelancers, artists, creators and entrepreneurs share their stories, struggles and best lessons learned while launching and managing their own businesses. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a new episode of the Freelancer Talk podcast. It's been a while because I took a little mid-season break off of the podcast because I was focusing on a lot of other things happening regarding the, I was just busy with a lot of other things regarding the Freelancer Talk. Some exciting stuff. A lot of things are happening behind the scenes. So yeah, I took a little mid-season break. But I'm back with the weekly podcast every week on Tuesday. And of course, you can always follow the Freelancer Talk on Instagram for the latest updates regarding podcasts, blogs, events, the platform, and other future things that are slowly, slowly rolling out. It's like a really big process to really get this platform up and running. It's taking a long time because also we would like there to be an app, which the process has started on the app, which is very exciting. I already have a test app downloaded on my phone and it works. Not perfectly. So there is a long time. It's going to take a long time before everything is up and running. So we're aiming for an official September launch of the entire Freelancer Talk platform with everything on top of it. So a lot of it is in development. So that was just a little FYI for you guys that you are a bit aware of what is happening and why there wasn't a podcast the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks almost, I think. So, well, probably by seeing the title already for this podcast, I'm not gonna answer this question, but I am gonna talk about potential answers for this question. I'm going to talk about what is the most important skill a freelancer talk should or can have. And yeah, so I didn't really want to just like do the research for myself because I also like to hear from others what they think. So I did a little research and I did ask a bunch of people, and also on the Instagram, we had a little story a couple of days ago saying like, so what is the best skill or the most important skill that you should have as a freelancer? And let me tell you, there is a lot of skills and there's also a lot of different types of skills. So excuse me. So I thought to talk about all these types of skills and what kind of skills do I think are important or what other people say or think that are important. Just to start with what you guys have said and what you guys have shared on the Instagram, and there were some really great answers. So I have picked a bunch, not everything, but because some of them will come back later in the talk that I'm giving today, of course, on these important skills. So a couple of people wrote self-discipline, which I think that's such a important skill to have if you're not disciplined, because, and especially the self-discipline, because freelancers, we do everything by ourselves, right? We are self-employed. So I guess you need to have some self-discipline. And it's really hard because freelancing has ups and downs. And sometimes you're busy, sometimes you're not. But you need to have that self-discipline in whatever type of field you work as a freelancer, especially in the creative scene, that you keep continuing working on your business and keep practicing also your main skills, your hard skills, which I will talk about in a couple of minutes. So yeah, I think self-discipline is a really great one. Thank you for that answer. So there are a couple of ones that are related to mindset. So we had rock solid mindset, which if you don't have rock solid mindset, you know, where are you going to go in a couple of years? You gotta keep your eye on the prize, you know, you gotta have that focus. There are a couple of other ones related to the whole mindset, which are passion and drive. And I guess if you don't have any passion for your work, that will totally reflect the kind of work and the type of work that you deliver for your clients or for others. And also that will also reflect on, you know, how much time and effort you actually put into your own business. So I guess you always should be passionate about what you're doing. I mean, I always believe that you should be passionate and wait, no, I'm saying it wrong. I always feel that you should do something that you're passionate about. And it's the most amazing thing if you can turn your passion into your actual profession, right? I think that is also one of the things that most of us creative freelancers who listen to this podcast are also trying to do, because we all find our passion either at a young age or not at a young age for this certain type of profession or, you know, like, for example, I love to dance, and that was really my passion, and it is still my passion. So then I made everything happen and worked really hard for it that I was able to turn that passion into an actual profession, which then made me a freelancer inside that profession. And then I started this podcast. So, and the platform. But that aside, I was like struggling a bit to find my words. But yeah, I think passion is such a huge, important thing to have. And I don't think passion is such a skill, but I think passion, I did have to mention it. The other one is drive. And of course, drive relates back to your passion and back to the rock solid mindset. Because if you don't have a drive, then you can forget about it. But I feel like those were all a bit in the mindset area. There are a couple of other ones. There are structure and planning, which I think are so important. And those are under time management. And I will go into time management in a little bit. And then we have adaption. And I do think that this is a really valuable and valid point that was given and was mentioned, because as freelancers, we always have to adapt to the circumstances that we find ourselves in, right? But we also have to adapt to different people and different situations, different types of work, different cultures, different countries. So I think adaption is a really big one, and I really love that one. This is like almost one of my favorite skills that I think are so essential for you to keep, you know, to thrive in your business as a freelancer. If you don't adapt to situation, I mean, hell, if you didn't adapt last year due to Corona, like, I think definitely your business might not be here anymore. So I do think that adaption is a huge and important point. And then the other one, which is one of my personal favorites, is networking. Networking skills are incredibly, incredibly important as a freelancer, because as a freelancer, you try to build up a network of clients or a network of other like-minded freelancers, which is, for example, what the Freelancer Talk platform will allow everyone to do in the future. Already now, you can sign up, of course, already now, but the web version is like a beta. So there's a lot of things being added there. But anyway, that was a sidetrack. Networking is very important, and networking falls under communication. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start all over from the beginning, and I'm going to say what types of skills there are. So we're going to start with the hard skills, and we're going to end with the hard skills as well. The hard skills are basically the skills that you have and that you have fine-tuned and practiced all your life that do the job. So for example, if I am a dancer, a freelance dancer, then my hard skill is dance. Being a dancer. If you are a web designer, your hard skill is being a web designer, doing the web design, you know, like the actual skill of creating websites and doing all that kind of stuff. So the hard skills are mostly already defined by the work field that you are in. If you're an actor, you need to be able to act. I guess that's really obvious. If you're a singer, you need to be able to sing. So those are the hard skills. And I will come back to the hard skills, because I think most of the creative freelancers, I cannot generalize this, but I feel like a lot of people working in a freelance scene, they focus on just one hard skill. They use their business they become a freelancer, they create their own business solely based on that one hard skill. And I will go and come back to that at a later moment. So there are also soft skills, and the soft skills are basically everything that relate to how you work. So these are all the like the side business skills. These are all the things that I kind of like mentioned in it. Most of you guys mentioned on Instagram as well. So I have kind of gotten to three main skills, and then there is a lot that falls under that. So here are the soft skills that are so important for freelancers: communication, negotiating, and time management. I think under those three, there is a lot that, you know, there is a lot that includes those topics. For example, communication is also how do you build relationships, and that also translate into how do you network? Are you able to, you know, get yourself out there and quickly get a conversation going and share contacts? Or are you someone that needs to work a little bit more on that, on the networking skills? And the networking skills are informal and formal, because there is always at informal events, there is still networking going on. And then you also need to know, what is the tone of your networking there? Like, are you just going to go in with your sales pitch, or are you actually going to show interest in the other? And that makes you connect with that person. So it is also a way of like, how interpersonal is your communication with people? And communication also relates back to, if you are on a job, how do you send your emails? How do you send your emails? But also when you're being asked for feedback, how do you give your feedback? Or if you want something to change, how do you communicate that? So communication is a really big subject. And I think communication and communication skills, they also go hand in hand with human relation skills. So I'm reading this book on human relationship/skills. It's a pretty famous book, and you must have heard about it, or if you haven't heard about it, you might want to read it. It's by Dale Carnegie, and it's called How to Win Friends and Influence People. It sounds a bit like, okay, what's that about? But basically, there are a lot of skills being talked about there for you to, first of all, also better yourself, but also know how to correctly communicate and delegate. And also, you know, if you are your own boss and at one point you might have people working for you, how you should do that and how you should, you know, deal with people in the end. And I think all of that falls really under communication. The next thing is negotiating actually already starts way in advance, because of course you have the negotiating skills of like, yes, I would like to be paid this, or I don't want this in my contract. But negotiating is also based on how much you know yourself, and also based on are you able to sell yourself, and how do you present yourself. And the presenting and the selling is already I'm sorry, I'm losing my words. I haven't done a podcast in a long time by myself, so it's a bit of a roller coaster. No, what I was going to say is that the presenting and the selling yourself already reflects on your CV, for example. What do you put on your CV? What kind of skills do you put on your CV? So that resume, that's the same word. But also, when you create your pitch, or when you create a proposal for others, how do you make it sound or visually attractive, that people get a real understanding from you, and then they understand why you're going to negotiate a certain budget, right? People pay for your skill. So you have to be able to also sell your skill well before, or even while you negotiate. So there's a lot of extra things there. There are a lot of really cool, amazing books on negotiating. And if you do want to listen to like a little negotiating podcast, I did one earlier this season, which is more about the practical side of being inside negotiations. And I think one of the really most important thing is, when you negotiate, is that you have to know your worth. And this is a big theme that comes back in the podcast from time to time. And yeah, I mean, I've done already two podcasts on it, and I think knowing your worth, especially in the creative scene, is so important, because a lot of you guys don't know your worth and don't know what you should ask. So yeah, I think that is a really, really important thing, the negotiating. Just to fall back on the communication skills, I think it's really important that when you also have a relationship with someone that is purely based on business, you know how to approach a conversation without, you know, like taking in your private life, taking in your personal feelings. I think it's you achieve much more if you just like are very clear in what you want to say on a business level, especially if it's business to business relationships, which is what we actually all deal with because we are freelancers. Freelancers, we are our own businesses. I keep saying this, but I feel like I always have to keep saying this because I see just so many people in the creative scene that don't really perceive themselves as an actual business. So you do have to understand that you, of course, when you get a job, it's nice and you should be appreciative, but don't get all too emotional about it because, you know, you're still a business and it's good to take out the emotions and your private life out of the equation and that you also know how to drive a conversation in a business setting. And those are very important skills as a freelancer to know when it's informal, formal, right? I said that a little bit earlier. Another thing is when you do communicate, and I did say this already, like when you're in other countries and all of that, you have to be culture sensitive because not everyone from other countries talk in the same way as you do. Now, I'm a really big example of that because I am Dutch and I tend to be very straightforward and very direct. And I've had it in rehearsals a couple of times when I was working with other people from other countries that they were a little bit taken aback by my directness, but that's just how I am. But I do need to, you know, understand what my directness maybe means or gives the, like, I don't know how to say this, but what my directness, yeah, I was going to say that, what my directness means for others, because it might be hurting or it might be a bit awkward or people might be feeling that they cannot take space or, you know, that kind of stuff. So you have to also understand a bit like what kind of culture you come from and in with who you work, what type of cultures they have. And I think that is something, if you understand that, if you understand with who you talk and how, and then how you should talk with them, I think you can get very far. And those are great communication skills. So yeah, that was a little going back to the communication because I kind of forgot that. So we're moving on to time management. Time management is a bitch. Sorry. I have to say that because it's hard. Time management is, it's about creating a structure for yourself. It's about planning. But, you know, if you just do one job, it's all right. But if you're juggling like 5 to 6 different projects at the time, and you also want to like, up your online presence, you want to post on Instagram regularly, you want to like update your website, you have to plan everything. And so I'm doing myself a little course on time management because I am juggling quite a few projects at the same time today. And I think that I'm getting better at it. It's also, of course, a trial and error thing, but I'm getting better at planning like, okay, this day is for that. That is for that. I need to at least spend 1 hour a week opening my letters and answering tech stuff or accountant stuff or whatever, or write in my hours. And then I need maybe at least 30 minutes each day to answer some of my emails back. So then what would I do? I would wake up and I would answer emails. So you need to kind of like plan. And if you plan everything, you get yourself a structure. And, you know, as a freelancer, especially working in a creative scene where work is not always stable. I mean, there's some lucky ones do find work like 365 days a year, but I guess most of us don't really have that. So you have to, in those times that you don't have a project, for example, and you're doing maybe other things, you have to kind of like learn how to create a structure that's just ongoing with your entire mindset as well. That relates back to the whole mindset. So time management, but I will do an extra podcast episode on time management somewhere in this season because there's a few skills, like a few normal things that you can immediately apply if you are struggling with time management. Now, I'm ending with the hard skills, and that's how I actually started this whole list. The hard skills are, of course, the skills that you use for, you know, that the services that you offer, or what I told, like dancing for dancers, acting for actors, web designing and creating for web designers, all those kind of skills. Those are the skills that make your business. But here's the deal that I said before, is that a lot of people, a lot of freelancers, and that what I've noticed in especially the creative scene, they all specialize in only one skill, and they make only that one skill the thing that they turn into their business. But here's a little oh my God, I was going to say that so beautifully, but then I like screwed up. But here is a little statistic for you. By a research done by Enco showed that 61% of all freelancers specialize in 2 to 3 hard skills. Meaning, not just if you're a dancer that you just do dance, but that you have 2 other skills that you can fall back to. So this is something that I have been applying this whole entire year, because it was Corona, right? So the dance world was a bit upside down. And of course, I come from the dancers. And well, first of all, of course, I'm like studying marketing. I'm doing other types of things as well. But I thought, you know, like, my whole journey for the past 4 years as a freelancer was that I had really amazing, great jobs that took me over the whole world and were really amazing. And then I came back to the Netherlands, and then I missed a bunch of auditions and I didn't have anything anymore. So then what did I have to do? Because of course I need income, and me, I like to spend money. So I need a stable income. And of course, as a freelancer, what you do is actually you spread out your income, right? But if you just have that 1 or 2 projects a year, those are maybe 4 or 5 months, then what do you do with those other 7 months or 8 months a year? You know, the perfect world is, of course, that you work at least 10 months out of the year in your field. But what if that doesn't work? And this is the realization that I had, is that that doesn't really work, and that doesn't really work often in my scene with a lot of people. This is the reason why a lot of those step out. So here's my solution. Learn an extra skill that you can turn into an actual profitable service or product that you can offer to people, that you can do in the times that you have downtime for your other skills. So here's a little thing that I'm doing. When I'm not dancing, I'm actually designing websites and creating marketing strategies for others. Those are 2 other skills that I have, and also like in education of, but also I've practiced those skills for a long time, especially the web design. And I turned that into an actual business. So it's still all under me as a freelancer, but I'm working as a freelancer in different fields at the same time, or sometimes not, so that I never have to stress out that if the dancing doesn't go well, I have to go and work in a bar, or I have to go and work at a clothing store. All of this I did, and I just got to the realization. I was like, okay, so I can do much more. I have also other skills. How do I utilize those skills? So this is what I have been doing this year, and this is a very open podcast in the end. And what I just want to say is that if you learning another skill doesn't mean you give up on the other one. And especially for freelancers working in the creative arts and the creative scene and industries, whatever, I'm talking now especially to the freelancers who are dancers, who are singers, actors, fashion designers, and all of the above. It is really hard, because what I said in the beginning is my passion was dance, and I turned that into my profession. But then I faced the truth, basically learning that this job is, I mean, I always knew it was hard to have a sustainable lifestyle with, or you have to go to a company. But I'm not a company person. I'm more of a freelance person. I like to just like have my freedom and like go to different places in the world around, you know, in 1 year. It's much more fun in my point of view, but it doesn't offer me stability. So if I learn two other skills, which are 61% of all freelancers in the world, they learn other skills so that you can kind of juggle them and that you never have to be afraid that you have to give up dance fully to go fully back to another payroll job, but you can do the other skill also on a freelance base. So then you can just like switch them around. And it doesn't mean that you give up on the one. It just means that you are opening up yourself to other possibilities. And I feel like it's okay if you want to be a freelancer that continues to struggle and has work and doesn't have work and has work and then needs to work, I don't know, in a factory or whatever, and then has a job again. If you want to do that, that's okay. And I wanted to do that for a couple of years and I did it. But then I also realized, I was like, okay, I'm getting a bit older. This is not really how I want to continue my lifestyle. And I want to also have something that's sustainable. And I also want to save and put money aside and get a new computer and buy a house in the future, right? So I do feel that it's okay to learn another skill. And I actually encourage all of you to learn an extra skill so that you always have something that to fall back on. And I think with that given, I would like to end this podcast. So it was a podcast that I did by myself, and I always get a bit confused and with words in the beginning, but I think I found my way through it. Also, this is just me, guys, because I am not interviewing anyone on this. And I am gonna, of course, do some more interviews later on, but I have a couple of topics that I would like to talk about from my point of view. So I'm just gonna do that for the next coming weeks. And I hope that you guys, of course, enjoyed this podcast and thought it was, you know, that it brought you some new perspective and it brought you some new ideas of how to sustain your freelance career. And again, what I said, especially with Corona, it's all about adaption, right? It's about adaptation. It's like changing the way you do it and moving with the time. And I think the time says that you gotta, you know, don't bet on one horse. I think that is always a great one. And I think especially in the creative scene, you know, we always bet on our passion, but it's also okay to learn something on the side. And especially a year like this, where you have a lot of time available, why not learn an extra skill? So the country is opening up again here in the Netherlands very slowly. I've seen that around the world, it is going well, coronavirus is getting better. And I really hope that in the summer, I hope that I'm vaccinated and can just like go out and have holidays somewhere else. This week, it's Eurovision here in the Eurovision Song Festival here in my city, Rotterdam. So I hope you guys are all streaming and watching the semifinals and the half final. No, I'm not in the audience and I'm also not dancing. I'm just literally around the corner. But well, I think that was it for now. Of course, don't forget to follow the Freelancer Talk on Instagram, Facebook, wherever you are. I think we are mostly everywhere, Twitter. And yeah, join our network. You can join our network down below. You'll find the link to join. You can make a profile. You can already start connecting and messaging with people and building up your own community. But there is a lot more to come. So do keep in mind that what you see now on the website, it's very like, it's not finished. It's a beta version, but I'm very excited for September when everything officially goes live. And there is a lot of things that we're planning to do, which is going to be super exciting. But that is it for now. Thank you guys for listening. Learn that second and third skill. And I wish you all a great week. I talk to you guys next Tuesday. Ciao, ciao.